Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 29, Polokwane 30, Rustenburg 31. Pan-Africanist Congress of Azania leader Mazwanele Nyotso has described the former late President Motsoko Peko as a loyalist of the party. The 93-year-old served as PAC Member of Parliament for 10 years and held various portfolio committee roles, including foreign affairs and safety and security. Nyotso lauds Peko's anti-apartheid activism and advocacy for land rights, expressing regret that he passed without witnessing land restitution for indigenous people.
He remained the only PAC member who is loyal, who served this organization, and he kept the name of the PAC, and he was passionate about the return of the land to its rightful owners. He is indeed a principled man, and he loved this organization with passion.
The DA opposes Defence Minister Thandi Modise's consideration of former Speaker Nosiwe Mapisa-Nqakula's request for financial assistance in her corruption trial. The DA's national spokesperson on defence, Kobus Maree, warns of potential legal action should Modise approve the request. He says Mapisa-Nqakula's personal legal costs shouldn't burden taxpayers. Maree also condemns the alleged misuse of state funds and calls for accountability, including the suspension of the SANDF's head of legal services, Eric Mnisi.
The arrogance and hypocrisy by Nosiwe Mapisa-Nqakula's unlawful request for the Department of Defence to cover her legal cost in her corruption trial must be rejected with the contempt it deserves. The Minister of Defence should not be applying her mind to the highly illegal request for financial assistance.
EFF leader Julius Malema believes South Africa will return to Stage 6 load shedding after the May 29 elections. Malema was addressing the media on the party's election campaign programs. Eskom says this is a result of sustained generation capacity and reduced demand, but Malema believes power cuts were suspended for elections.
They are doing what they were doing during the Rugby World Cup. They are holding it there, and to the detriment of the grid. I can tell you, 29 May, we're going after voting. When the things close, we're going to Stage 6.
Two people were killed and six others wounded in a shooting at a block party earlier in the U.S. city of Memphis. The shooting occurred at an unpermitted block party with about 200 to 300 people near Orange Mount Park in the southern state of Tennessee, according to the local police department. Gun violence is common in the United States, a country where there are more firearms than people. Attempts to clamp down on gun rights are always met with stiff political resistance. More on jackaranafm.com. Click on news. And the current standings in the Shanghai Grand Prix is Max Verstappen, Lando Norris and Charles Leclerc. A safety car was deployed after Valtteri Bottas reported over the radio that his engine went out.
Engine gone.
And once again, after a collision on the track. I'm Emil Pinaar, hoofdnuusdier, PRC leier bring hulde aan oorlede leier Motsoko Peko.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
Like that, I'm your dream come true. When it's on a platter for you, then you pull back. When I try to make plans more than 2 hours in advance, Slam the door, I ignore